The Lord always invites us to gather and be with one another, to share, live, and love one another. During his time, he invited people to listen and be with him to gain eternal life. By following him, coming back to God through repentance, and to serve others. This was the call and still the call of Jesus to us today. But how about when our faith and life were threatened? Do we hide or do we stand and face it with strength from God? How about our present situation? Do we trust him and not worry about it anymore because he said, and remember, I am with you always to the end of the age. In our gospel today, Jesus Christ stands on his ground in the face of threats and dangers instigated by King Herod, the ruler of Galilee. Herod prompted to eliminate Jesus after hearing that a lot of people were going to Jesus, a threat to his influence and power. So the Lord is telling us today, do not be afraid of those people who oppose God, which in the gospel Jesus called Herod a fox. What did he mean by such an expression? The fox was regarded as the cleverest of all animals and one of the most destructive as well. Any farmer will tell you how difficult it is to get rid of foxes who, under the cover of night, steal and destroy. The fox became a symbol of what was worthless, insignificant, and destructive. It takes great courage to stand up and openly oppose a tyrant. Jesus knew that he would suffer the same fate as the prophets who came before him. He not only willingly exposed himself to such danger, but he prayed for his persecutors and for those who rejected the prophets who spoke in God's name. So again, Jesus is showing us how to deal with those who persecute, ridicule, or oppose us. He is not the Lord of revenge and harm, but a Lord of love and compassion. He even teaches us to pray for our enemies and those who oppose the gospel message. So he is teaching us that way, a way that we need to follow. In our first reading, it is so striking that Paul advised his listeners with this kind of protection. Stand therefore and fasten the belt of truth around you, around your waist, and put on the breastplate of righteousness. As shoes for your feet, put on whatever will make you ready to proclaim the gospel of peace. Take the shield of faith with which you will be able to quench all the flaming arrows of the evil one. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Pray in the Spirit at all times, in every prayer and supplication. Keep alert always. So let us take the advice of St. Paul. So my dear brothers and sisters, the Lord in our gospel for today is teaching us two things. Stand on our ground in the face of threats and dangers. He is with us every second of it. And don't worry about those who oppose us, but pray for them and even love them. Are we willing to do this? Let us ask the Lord that we may have the strength necessary to follow Him amidst difficulties, dangers, and anxiety. And let the words of Jesus be our guide. And remember, I am with you always to the end of the age.